Hello, Audio Boo, because, you know, this is take two, because people are being, you know, wacky and disruptive during my first attempt. So, we've had a really nice day. There will be no shrieking in this boo, or loud expostulations. Mamish was not crying, she was laughing hysterically, as was Wolfie, who was right in the next room listening. And we were just it was just lots of
fun.
It was hilarious.
It was pretty
fun. We hope that you all understand that there was no malice intended, no one was injured, no one was violated, or,
mauled.
Mishandled.
Right.
That.
There was no mishandling of the Mama Shaz. I would not do that at all. I have way too much respect for her, and as a person, you know, for to do something like that, you know, like I had all my clothing on. Wolfie knew what was going on. It was all
Although you know they're maligning my character because I was not involved in this thing.
No, before the shower boo, I said to Wolfie, I'm going to go up and scare the poop out of Mama Shaz. And she goes, that would be hilarious.
I did say that. I really did.
So anyway, but it was...
When he first did it, I mean, I did think it was extraordinarily funny. But I had no idea that he was booing. And...
Hold on a second.
No, that's fine. And I'm right,
sorry for the interruption.
I think what I was saying was that it was very funny. However, I mean, I did think it was funny. At first, I was really scared. I mean, he scared the living tar out of me. I am not kidding. I was really scared. I was not crying, but I was scared. After he left the premises, I started laughing and smiling about it. I thought, okay, this is typical Dave. You know, he's a great guy. And that was fine. And I was sort of smiling about it.
And then Ophelia's father came in.
Ophelia's father came in and roared at me. We won't even discuss him.
Right.
So.
But then I came back.
So, well, then after I got dressed and after I was drying my hair and he knocks very primly on the bathroom door and I opened it and he says, Mama Shaz? And I said, what in heck do you want? And he says, Mama Shaz, he says, I had my phone in my pocket and Audio Boo was running. And I'm like, oh, no. I mean, I was horrified. And he's like, hey, Mama Shaz, it's already posted.
And it's hilarious.
And so then he says to me, he says, do you want me to go and delete it? And I said, well, you've already kind of let the cart or the horse out of the barn before the cart, and you may as well just leave alone.
Look, a mixed metaphor. That was fabulous.
Yeah.
So, I don't even know what I said.
That's all right. But yeah, she said it was okay.
Yeah, I said it was okay, so.
I would have deleted it had she asked me to delete it.
Well, and they also discussed that if I, because I normally do not, well, I don't swear, okay, unless I'm very, very angry. And so they discussed.
Or startled.
No, I don't, well.
Like.
Well, swear like the F-bomb. Yeah, okay, swear,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, damn it, Dave is okay.
Right,
but,
okay.
But they also agreed that if I had.
If she had crossed the line, we were going to not post the boo.
Or if I had come completely and totally.
Unglued. Right.
And scream, you know, started weeping. They wouldn't have posted it either.
Right.
So nobody was.
No, that wouldn't have been. That wouldn't have been good at all.
Yeah, nobody is going to.
No, Mama Shazas were harmed in the recording of that boo.
And I'm sure that if something had gone wrong and I had lost my crap and started crying, you know, Wolfie would have ran in and it would have been
right.
Fine.
Everything would have been fine.
You know, but it was extremely funny, and I. You know, the more I hear
this, we've heard it four or five times, and you know,
the more I hear it, the funnier it is. And we played it for John Eric when he got home from school, and John Eric, little turkey, I thought he was my buddy, little turkey, he's laughing.
Right.
Well, and then I played it for Johnny's friend Jordan, and he was like, oh, that's not cool.
But Jordan is somebody who I can startle.
Yeah, Jordan's a victim, so he kind of sympathizes with me. But it was funny, I have to say. And do you wish to tell them about the other thing you did today?
No, that's all right.
Okay. So, the MacBook.
Oh, yeah. She had some MacBook experience, and she found that to be pretty good.
Yeah, I want to play with it again. We just looked at Safari and Yoru and the applications. Pause recording
button. Oh, are we? Just checking the time. Go ahead.
We looked at Yoru Fukuru, the Japanese swear word, Twitter client, and Safari and iTunes, but there was nothing in our library, and the dock, and...
Right. That's right. And the applications?
Yeah, and the Apple menu. I did the software updates on Wolfie's machine.
Right. Yeah, so she had a pretty good Mac experience, and, but you know, a lot of it is, you know, in a lot of cases, you know, I just tossed her in there and kind of told her what to do. I didn't really make her do a lot of interacting with things and stuff like that, so...
Well, and there was a couple things I was trying to figure out, and right. He was like, I honestly don't know, and so I said, you mean you don't know something?
Well, no, and I was just, you know, it's stuff that I would not, yeah. It's stuff that I would not do, like, I would not get on the Twitter page at twitter.com.
Well, and that, I want to talk about that a second, because I got on there, and I know what it looks like on the Windows site, and it's messy and awful and disgusting, and I know how it's laid out in Windows, and... Well, yeah. It's different on the Mac.
Well, it's because the Mac doesn't restructure the page, right. And JAWS does.
Right. But it was still kind of messy. I still wouldn't want to do it.
No.
But it was different. And yeah. It was kind of neat to see two pages on two different operating systems and how different they were.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that's all we're doing. And then we're going to class. Mm-hmm. And
tomorrow's Cracker Barrel.
Tomorrow we're going to Cracker Barrel. After class with the Munchkins, and then...
No, the teenagers.
No,
classes with the Munchkins. Yeah, that's right. Okay, I'm sorry. My
Jesse friend. And the Munchkins, and then Cracker Barrel, and...
with Tori and John Eric.
Yeah.
With Tori and John Eric, right. And then we're going to come back here and be stuffed again.
And probably, sadly, start organizing ourselves for...
Right, for our departure.
Saturday, which will make me very sad.
Well, we're you know, you're as we've said before, you're welcome back anytime.
I will come back.
Okay, good. All right, so that's our boo for right now, and we will talk to you guys all later. Do you have anything, Wolfie?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Ophelia.
Bye.
Bye.